couple of sound clips for you this morning, and I warn you, the first one is going to be jarring. And I'm going to ask Cameron to play this for you in a couple of seconds here. And so the word I want to give you is this: fervent. What do you think of when I say fervent? Cameron, are you able to play our first clip?
He doesn't have a mama. Look at his poor little face.
And what else?
Me and Dada found him the first dinner, and then me.
Yeah. And why are you crying?
Because I want to keep this kitty real bad. She's so cute. And if I have to leave her, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. And why else are you crying?
Because I want to give her so bad that I can't even stop.
All right, that wasn't the clip I was thinking of, but that's okay. I don't know if you got the gist of it, but it's this little girl. She has this gorgeous little ginger kitten in her hands, and she's looking at her mom, and she's pleading for the life of this little kitten, because who is going to save it? So that was one of the clips of what I wanted you to think about when I say the word fervent. The second clip, I hope, sorry, Cameron. Are you ready to play the clip? This one is, I think, the jarring one.
Iceland scored a deep overtime tie-breaking goal to beat Austria. And if you don't think that's a big deal, then you're not the Icelandic commentator who was calling the game.
How many of you heard that game by, or watched that game by any chance? There are a couple of you, or I definitely heard that on CBC. It was, I guess, so striking that they played it on the news. But I wanted you to think about this word fervent. What does that really mean? Because this is the word that I wanted to explore in the message this morning. In Greek, this word is ektenos, and it means intently. It can also mean earnest and strenuous. Ektenes, that's the adjective that the adverb is based on. And that also has this feeling of intensity and zealousness. But this is what's also important: without ceasing, constantly. And so this word fervent that Luke uses to describe the early church praying for the Apostle Peter. This word fervent means earnest and strenuous. It means intense, zealous, without ceasing, and constant. This word fervent has a great intensity of feeling behind it. And sometimes the fervent emotions that people feel may seem over the top. Like for people who just don't get soccer, the Icelandic commentator's response may just seem a little bit over the top. But for some others of us, we can completely relate to how people can get passionate about a game. For some of us, fervent emotions are stirred by other things. It could be music. It could be something that we watch on television or in the movie, or something that happens with us at family gatherings. The early church, they are praying fervently. They are filled with a great intensity of feeling because Peter is in serious trouble. James, one of the original 12 disciples, has been killed by a sword. And to be killed by a sword is making a political statement. He wasn't just stoned like Stephen was a few chapters earlier. Instead, Herod Agrippa I killed him with a sword. And that's a political statement that is made by Herod Agrippa. He is a Jewish ruler that has been appointed by the Romans. And the Herod family, as you might remember, from the time of Jesus as an infant was known for gratuitous violence. And so Herod Agrippa I is suggesting that the Christian movement is a threat because they say that Jesus is royalty, that he is the Son of God, that he is a king. And because of that, he has not just James killed by the sword, he imprisons Peter. And after he imprisons Peter, the early church kicks into high gear and they pray fervently, earnestly, strenuously, zealously. They pray constantly and without ceasing. Have you ever prayed like that? Have you ever prayed with such great intensity of feeling? Have you ever prayed without ceasing? Have you ever prayed so hard that you felt like you were sweating blood? This is how a little family prayed for their little boy who was diagnosed with cancer before he even turned one. The cancer diagnosis was even more devastating for the parents who had waited so long for his birth, for he was a miracle child in many ways. But here was a family with friends and a tight-knit church community who prayed fervently, earnestly, strenuously, and zealously, constantly and without ceasing. And they did so for 11 months. But in November 2014, little Luke died before he had a chance to see his second birthday. For those of us who have suffered deep loss after fervent prayers for life and healing, we feel deeply for Luke, Luke's family, his friends, and his church community. Perhaps this is how the church felt when James was killed by the sword. But the violent execution of their faith-filled leader did not stop the early church from praying and praying fervently, earnestly, strenuously, zealously, without ceasing and constantly. The early church prayed fervently for him, and unbeknownst to them, Peter gets a visit. He gets a tap on his side as he's sleeping between two guards bound by chains. And the angel tells Peter to get up, get ready, put on your belt, put on your sandals, wrap your cloak around you. Peter does as he's told, and he's not really that careful about putting on the sandals on his dusty feet or wrapping his belt around him or putting on his cloak. He's not so careful because he thinks he's having a vision. There's no need to be so quiet. And the chains fall off with a quiet thud. He walks out of the prison with no one stopping him. The gates miraculously open, and if you notice, they are iron gates. If you ever see adjectives like that in Scripture, they mean something. They're heavy. They shouldn't open on their own, but they do. And as they enter the laneway and the angel leaves, Peter comes to and he realizes, I'm not in a vision. So Peter goes to the house of a fellow believer, Mary, John Mark's mother, and he knocks. He knocks and he knocks and a maid answers. And when she sees Peter, she's so overjoyed that she actually leaves Peter outside the gate and runs back in. And when she tells the other believers who are praying, they don't believe her. They're amazed. And this word amazed means that they had no explanation when they finally see him standing at the gate because Peter's still knocking. Unbeknownst to the early church, God was working through their fervent prayers. Although James had died and was now with the resurrected Jesus in heaven, God still had plans for Peter and the early church. Although little Luke was gone much too soon, God, unbeknownst to his family and friends in church, was working in their prayers. Little Luke's obituary reads as follows. Luke's life would seem too short to many, but those who were touched by him understood that the quality of existence, far exceeds the quantity of time in which one lives. His gentle smile could melt the hearts of those around him, and though he spoke few words, his expressive eyes said much. Although the statistics were stacked against him, Luke possessed strength, perseverance, and an ability to overcome incredible odds and physical challenges. With his courage, he led us to believe that each day is a blessing and an opportunity to create lasting memories. I had the privilege of meeting Luke's mom, and I cannot tell you how deeply moved I was by the depth of her faith, especially in the face of such deep loss. But in the fervency of her prayer, in the fervent prayers of her family and friends and the church, while Luke was undergoing his great struggle against cancer, God was touching the lives of so many people. Fervent prayer. We can pray in many different ways, and sometimes music can help us to pray. And so I wanted to leave you with a duet sung by Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli to encourage us to think about what might fervency sound like. How can we pray fervently? And so I ask Cameron now if he can play us this clip.
Lead us to a place.
Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we will be saved.
Sogniamo un mondo senza più violenza. Un mondo di giustizia e di
as the music builds to that crescendo, I wonder, even about myself, how fervently do I pray for the church? How fervently do we pray for the church? And how we live and move and act, not just among us, but in our community, in our world. How do we pray? And this is what I would lovingly invite and encourage us to consider. How fervently do we pray? Are we like that early church? And unbeknownst to us, an angel is dropping the chains of someone's hands somewhere where we don't know. And a prisoner is set free.